As I say, Mike Moroney's got yesterday's songs in the race, and he joins us from Flemington. Morning to you, Mike.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
Yesterday's songs has had a solid preparation, but you must be very pleased with the way the horse is doing.
He's going really well, and he's been pretty luckless, Andrew, mainly because just halfway through his prep up in Queensland, he gave a muscle a little bit of a twig, and I had to miss one of the runs, the eyeliner, and it just got him out of sync and found the 1,400 metres of the clown, which is a little bit too far from in the ground.
Yep.
And then probably found on top of the ground that was a little bit short from when I ran him in Sydney. So his last run up the straight was very good. Before that, he didn't have great straight form, but certainly last time he went a long way better. And I just found this preparation. He stopped all this lane in and lane out that he was doing.
Yep.
Feet seem really good, and he's running straight, and that's been the key to him. He's come off a nice break, and this preparation, we've been happy with him because he's just been a far happier horse himself.
The run in the straight six sort of proved that earlier this year, didn't it? He was really good late in that race.
He was. Yep, no, it was a really good run, and that's probably the best he's ever gone up the straight. I think the horse is going as well as he's ever gone. We've had a lot of niggling things throughout his career. I think we're on top of them all. And I think the horse, even though, say that years-wise, he might be past his best, I don't think he is, and I think he's going as well as he's ever gone.
It sounds like you've got time, getting over the Queensland issue. You put that behind and then just press on.
Yeah, dead right. No, he's been good, and I thought his run was pretty solid considering up in Sydney. If it had been, we tossed him about running the 1,400-metre race that day. We decided not, as it turned out. Track probably quick enough more than what we thought, and probably would have been better if we did run the 1,400.
Understand. The other horse of note down there on Saturday, Tribal Wisdom, a horse that won our Gosford Guineas here, beating a very promising horse, I Thought So. It then went to a wet track and in the Arrow Field. How's this horse come up, Mike?
Yeah, look, to be fair to him, Andrew, I probably made a blue back him up. He was up there. We were happy with him. But look, it was his first preparation. He just didn't handle the backup. He's a very smart horse, I think. To do what he did his first preparation, is a sign of a good horse. So he does not want a bit of give in the ground. 1,000 metres may not be far enough for him. But look, he trialled well up the straight over 800 metres. So decided we'd kick him more close to home on his home track and without having to do much travelling. And it's just a nice starting point for him. A win would be no surprise. I think he's a very good horse. But I will warn people that he is probably going to be best seen at 1,400 in a mile, I would think, the way he's bred, etc.
Understand. And it's hard these days in Melbourne, mate. You've had such a mild sort of winter to get a track with a bit of give in it, particularly at Flemington.
Yeah, dead right. Look, that's why we've sort of travelled out a bit. We've seen a few hours up in Queensland and Sydney, mainly because the ground was just too firm in Melbourne. And I think it's going to revert back to the way now. We are getting better rain here now, and you guys are probably going to dry up. But
yep.
Up there. But, I'm hoping it's this weekend because we have got four horses in that probably all need a little bit of give in the ground.
Understand. All right. Well, what's for him from a long-term point of view, Tribal Wisdom? One that you've set up from your Melbourne stable is Loyalty Man, who ran pretty good the other day behind Sound Proposition. You've entered it for the 1,800 there on Saturday.
Yeah, we have. Look, he's got a great record at a mile. He's a horse that's qualified for the Magic Millions. So we're just having a little bit of a fiddle around with his distances to see which race we're going to set him for up there. Hence, there's another couple of races there for him. This one and one at 2,000 metres. And if he can run the 2,000 metres out, we'll have a go at the 2,200 metre race there. And we'll give a break after those two, a quick break, and head him back towards those. But look, he's going really well. Narrowly beaten last time. We're going to have a slight gear change. We're going to go for a visor rather than blinkers, just to see if we can spark him. He just looked to me as if he was labouring until another horse got alongside him, and then he ran him and Sound Proposition sort of distanced the rest quite quickly.
Yep.
And he's been pretty half-hearted at times, and we tried blinkers off. That didn't work. I'm just going to just give him a little bit more to see and just see if that's going to help. Because he's got it there, just trying to get it out of him as a thing. And, I think he's quite a talented horse, but it's not giving us all at the moment. So we're sort of experimenting a wee bit in both gear and distance. But he's trained up well up there. Got very well even in the Aramco this morning. So, you know, it looks a nice race for him. You know, the horse is in good form.
All right, that's loyalty, man. Just while I've got you, Mike, Savile Row is a horse that's come over from New Zealand to join your base here. How's he settled in?
Yeah, couldn't be happy with him, Andrew. He was a horse when we had him in New Zealand. He was a bit finicky, very green, very new, but he's been really good here. Hasn't put a foot wrong at all. He's still a stallion, and he's been lovely to handle. I know on race day, they had to take him to the parade area late, and he'd be bucking and kicking and carrying on. So I hope he doesn't bring that over here. But certainly to handle here, and that I couldn't have been more impressed with him. He's a real gentleman to deal with, and hasn't put a foot wrong.
And is he far off?
He's going to have a jump out Friday week. He'll probably kick off the Bobby Lewis.
Right.
We'll be able to fit a couple of jump outs into the end of Bobby Lewis. So yeah. He's going to probably go in the same path as Tavachi did in the spring, and that was we'll head towards 1400 at Caulfield and the Toorak and those sort of handicaps, because he should be in well on the way, sort of thing.
Yeah, no, he's a nice horse from what we've seen in New Zealand, Savile Row. Hey, Mike, good luck with the week ahead, mate. I hope all your horses, I hope you get the right track conditions, mate. It's a severe part of it these days.
Yeah, you need everything going your way, Andrew. You know, we're lucky we've got stables in both places, Sydney and Melbourne, and we can swap them around, because there's a bit of an art in doing it, because, you know, it's the track conditions can vary.
Yeah, no, for sure. All right, mate, good luck with the week ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Moroney joining us there.